How you doing, a.k.a. Gary Irwin?
And feeling good. It's always high tide when I come to CRS.
Oh, there you go. High tide. Hey, why don't you take a look up there and give Ree a big smile there while you're doing this so
hey,
we can
Ree.
Get a picture.
High tide with all the rain y'all been having here in Greenwood, I understand.
It certainly has been. And we also have with him John Clam Chop Etheridge. How are you doing today, John?
I'm doing great, Ann. How are you?
I'm good. I understand you are a drummer extraordinaire.
Well, oatmeal boxes, I start there, and then we take it from there. We don't know about the drums quite yet.
You're working on it. Is that what you're telling me?
That's right.
It's been a lifetime?
Exactly.
Could never afford the drums, huh?
Oh, I finally got there.
But we got to take him back to the pawn shop on Monday. It's a blues thing. You might not understand.
Oh, I probably do. I'm in the jewelry business. It used to be a good business. Not anymore, folks. Well, listen, were you on TV this morning?
On Fox Carolina. Yeah,
Fox
we
Carolina.
Did a little thing about, I think it was about 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock, yeah.
And that was fun. It's always fun. But it was a kind of a long night for me because I had to play till 9:30 in Charleston last night and didn't get out of there until a little after 10. So I got in the hotel here about 2 o'clock, laid down for a couple hours, and then got up and went down there, set up the keyboard, and did the whole 9 yards with Fox Carolina. But it's all good.
That's good. That's good. That keeps you young, right?
Is that what they say?
That's what they say.
I'll tell my mortician that.
Exactly. Well, what do you think about what's going to be happening this year with the blues cruise?
We are the entire Festival of Discovery this year is going up a couple of notches. Okay, number one, we're closing off Main Street at 6 o'clock tonight. And folks, don't be afraid of that. It's not a big deal to navigate downtown. I mean, John and I are from Charleston, but we can figure it out. I mean, basically, when you come into
the... You always have roads closed down up there.
Well, yeah. Or there are one-ways or something. It's always a maze, a labyrinth.
Right.
But super easy when you get down to Main Street. Just there will be plenty of signage. Just navigate your way around. Find some parking. There's some big parking lots back there off the Main Street. And everything is pretty much where it normally has been, except we're putting the barbecue teams in the street this time.
Sure.
And the CenturyLink main stage is going to be a little bit further down in the area where the barbecue folks used to be.
It's going to be actually over the fountain, correct?
Exactly. Yeah. And it's going to be larger. We're going to have actually a dining area under the tent, tables and chairs.
Wow.
So you get your queue or your ribs or whatever, and you can come over and just get with your family under the tent and enjoy a nice meal and hear so much great blues this year, so much great music.
Well, I tell you what, I think you've done an excellent job. We, of course, all week long have had three artists on every day playing their music, just having a good time. And I certainly hope it's given the folks an idea of where they would like to go because, you know, there's 19 different artists, I think, this year.
There is, and there's multiple chances to see them at multiple venues. And, you know, a lot of folks, they think of the blues or jazz or reggae or whatever, you know, they'll think of a genre of music as being one-dimensional. But within the blues, we have so many territorial styles, traditions, acoustic, electric, male, female, solo, duo, band. I mean, there's so many different types of blues. And this is your chance to really sample a true poo-poo platter of blues.
A poo-poo platter. Did you get that, folks? No poo-poo intended here.
You know, when you go in a Chinese restaurant, you can't make up your mind.
Right.
And they bring you out a poo-poo platter, a little bit of something for everybody.
Right, exactly. I like it. No, I think it's very, very creative. So you're ready. Everybody's on their way or is here, I guess.
Most of the artists who are supposed to be here tonight are here already. Deb Callahan should be heading down to the CenturyLink stage to set up any minute.
Now, they've moved her from the Summersby stage over there at County Bank to over to CenturyLink because it's a bigger stage.
Well, it's a bigger stage, and it's also more protection from the weather. I think we're still looking at 80%. I mean, it's looking good. We've got sunshine and some blue skies out here, but the thunder's rumbling. So,
where are you at, honey?
We're at Howard's
still got
tonight.
You still got some sunshine out there? I tell you what, when you hear that rumbling out there.
No, but, you know, I mean... John mentioned the glass half empty, glass half full thing. It's definitely half full. I mean, come on now, let's have a good time. You get might get a little sprinkle on you, but you're going to hear some dynamite music.
Sure. And it's all over Uptown Greenwood. I mean, the artists are at the different venues. Howard's, you're going to be there. T.W. Boone's, Buffalo Grill. I mean, you know, they're everywhere tonight, right?
Right. Down Waller Avenue to Uptown Sushi, down Maxwell Avenue to John Holloway Sundance Studio. And the
Mac Arnold's going to be at Sundance, yes.
That's right, tonight. And Flynn's on Maxwell. Gail Storm is going to be there tonight playing the piano. And so the entire Uptown is covered with live music. And most of the venues are indoors. So the weather is a consideration, but, I mean, not that big a deal. Let's just do it.
Yeah. Well, I know everybody is. We are so pumped about this. How could we not be out there starting the festival off? And then we've got the whole weekend, Friday, Saturday. So it's going to be it's going to be a happening event.
And if folks are concerned about the weather, and you know, it's supposed to drop to 30% chance tomorrow.
Oh, I know.
30%, you know, yeah. Which 30% chance of rain, what does that mean? 70% chance of sunshine, right?
You really have gotten into the positive zone. I am impressed as a blues man to be so positive. That just seems to go against the grain, no, doesn't it?
Hey, for me, Greenwood brings out the positive. It really does.
Well, we've got to accentuate the positive. Well, this is great. We are going to be talking with John Clam Chop Etheridge here and finding out a lot of interesting stories about him. Gary is excited to tell all these good stories, and some of you may know John Clam Chop Etheridge. He used to come up here to Sports Break and play. So why don't we hear a quick word from our sponsors, and we come back, we've got more to talk about, so don't you go away.
Gold. Gold. More precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
All right, we're right back here. Sharp Facets Gallery this afternoon. So far, it's holding out there. John has his sunglasses on. It's so bright in here. He decided he had to wear his sunglasses to make sure he didn't burn his eyeballs. So when you see the video, you'll understand it was the bright lights that caused that. But, John, where are you from originally?
And I'm originally from Jacksonville, Florida. My father was in the Navy band there at Mayport when I was born.
Wow. Okay. So did you actually grow up in Jacksonville? Or?
No, ma'am. Being a military brat, as they call us, we moved around every few years. And I spent a good bit of my formative years in music in Alabama near Montgomery in the River region. And had my first actual playing gig experiences there quite some time ago. But I'm a third generation musician. My dad's father was a church choir director. My dad, as I told you, was a Navy and then an Air Force bandsman. And so the musical nut doesn't fall too far from the tree.
So have you been doing this all your life then?
I have, ma'am. Yeah. I certainly have.
Okay. And I don't suppose your given name is John Clam Chop Etheridge, is it? I mean, Clam Chop probably was not a given name, was it?
Well, it all started with one show that Gary and I did in Charleston, and the band opened up for a puppet show. We were the warm-up act for a puppet show, so you can use your imagination.
Oh, my God.
From there.
Yes. And the rest of the story is?
Well, after, you know, Lamb Chop, you know, the...
Yes, Lamb Chop,
yeah,
the puppet.
So,
yes.
And then a trip to Martha's Vineyard and eating the little neck clams, it finally made it to Clam Chop. And it's sort of a double entendre even there, because when you've been playing drums as long as I have, with studio experience and the like, we refer to the mistakes that are made in the studio as clams. That's musician's terminology, like a gig.
Mm-hmm.
I've been chopping the clams out of music now for about 48 years.
Okay. Okay, I see. So now we're getting some idea on how this came together. So have you traveled all over? Do you go overseas?
Yes, we've been to Italy and France, and I actually been to the Bahamas, way before Gary and I crossed paths. How long have we been together now, Gary, off and on, for about 20, 21 years, something like that?
Yeah, John first played, we needed some good drumming on the 1994 album Blues on the Beach, and John was a studio drummer for a studio in Charleston. Mm-hmm. So we recruited him to clean up some of the drum tracks since 94.
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
I think I was at some of the blues jams before that, though, at Cumberland's and all that.
Yeah, but I mean, we actually didn't work together, professionally until 94. So what? How many years ago is that?
19.
It's a long time.
It's a long time, yes. And Gary, he's already given us the excuse that he was up early this morning. He hasn't had much sleep, so therefore that's why, right?
That's right. And there should be some coffee downtown somewhere.
We could fix you a cup of coffee here if you'd like.
Well, thank you for the spring water.
That'll do right now. All right. Well, that sounds good. So, Gary, what do you think are the highlights of what we've got going on here? I mean, I know with 19 bands, we've tried to cover a lot of different music, but I know that like Mac Arnold, he really is another South Carolina treasure. We've had Drink Small here many years, and now I would say Mac Arnold is he's a South Carolina treasure, isn't he?
Mac, of course, is one of the veterans, and he's out of Pelzer, South Carolina. Right up the street. And his career includes work with Muddy Waters, Otis Spann, Tyrone Davis, and John Lee Hooker. In fact, if you own a copy of John Lee Hooker live at the Live at the Cafe at Go-Go, I think it is, Mac's playing bass on that. I've got
his gasoline guitar?
He's got the gas can guitar, which is very fascinating. A lot of people are intrigued by that. And so he's representing South Carolina in the very best way, and it's going to be a real pleasure to see him tonight at the Sundance Studio. But we've got a lot of names that we haven't had in Greenwood before. Travis Moonchild Haddix out of Ohio.
We talked to him yesterday, yes.
He's in his 70s. He's been playing for years. He's got 26 CDs out. Very prolific. He travels the world with his music. We've got...
I'm in the best shape that I can be for what I'm in or something. I think it goes like that. He said he told us yesterday how that song came about was he was in Hawaii with his agent, and they were complaining about being a little bit up in age, and his agent looked at him. I think we're doing pretty good for the age that we're at, and he went right back and wrote a song.
Yeah. Great philosophy on that. We've got a dynamite blues review from Detroit, R.J. Spangler's Blue 4. That's featuring C.C. Collins on vocals. If you love a great female urban blues vocalist, C.C. Collins is for you. And Bill Hyde, one of my favorite keyboard players, is coming down with those guys. That's going to be smoking. We've got, for you folks who are into the history of the music, from Alabama, and Clam Chop is responsible for hooking us up with this, John Bull and Sheffield Walker.
He's great. We heard some of his music. He was on with us, yes.
Sheffield Walker recorded with Slim Harpo in 1968 on the album Tip On In. Now, who is Slim Harpo? Well, if you listen to the first couple of Rolling Stones albums, they covered a lot of Slim Harpo songs. Songs like Scratch My Back, I'm a King Bee, Raining in My Heart. So Sheffield Walker goes way back and used to play with one of the true giants and architects of the music. We've got Albert Castiglia coming from Miami. Now, Albert is one of the hottest guitarists on the scene today. He used to play with Junior Wells.
Oh, okay.
Now, Junior Wells, harmonica man, formerly with Muddy Waters. And, of course, Junior Wells and Buddy Guy were one of the great duos of all time. Charlie Sales is back from D.C., one of the most iconoclastic blues harmonica players you're going to find out there. We've also got Andy Poxon coming in from Maryland. Andy is one of the young bloods. He's a young cat in his early 20s, but he's an old soul, and he's really got a handle on the blues. Of course, we've got Deb Callahan, who's doing the opening honors tonight, and that's going to be at the CenturyLink main stage on Main Street, downtown Greenwood. And a host of others, including Gail Storm from New York, Matt Walsh and Mookie Brill from North Carolina, Biscuit Miller in the mix, funky, joyous, jubilant gospel blues. They'll be playing in the CenturyLink tent on Saturday night. And, of course, Shrimp City Slim, And the Howlerers from Macon.
Who is that? Shrimp City Slim.
Shrimp
man.
City Slim. That's Clam Chop and I doing our thing. It's going to be a really good time. And Ann, did I mention, need I mention? Absolutely free. Every show is free.
I was talking about that this morning, how unbelievable that is to not have to pay anything to get in. You just, whatever you buy. In fact, I was talking about that from the standpoint of Gary, that since you don't have to pay anything to get in and you're going to see all this fabulous blues that, and I think I played your song this morning that had to do with Buy My Music While I'm Still Alive, because right. All the artists there are would love for you to pick up a CD, and most all of them will have CDs with them.
They'll have CDs, and you can get it autographed. Now, these are all intimate venues. You know, first of all, money-wise, any of these artists, if you were in New York or Chicago, L.A., or a big city, D.C., you'd pay $20 or more to get in to see
just any... Just to walk in the door.
Just to walk in any one of these people. And that might be in a highly secured, situation where you can't really meet the artist on a break. But here, everybody's like right down to earth. Go up and say, hey, buy a CD and get her autographed. You know, what a beautiful thing that is. You can really have contact with the artist and experience her music firsthand and up close and personal.
Sure. That's why I was playing your song this morning, Buy My Music While I'm Still Alive.
That's right.
You may think I'm fat and happy sitting on the stage.
But I need money just like you.
There you go. See, one of my favorite songs,
and
folks.
And you know where that song comes from, of course, because so many of the blues people did go by the wayside and, without ever seeing any material return.
Sure.
So, we try to keep a business perspective on the arts. I think it's very important. So... A festival like this is important because it brings the music to the people, but also gives the artists employment. It gives them a platform to do their music.
It gives them exposure in a market they may not have had any exposure in.
And it gives them a really wonderful travel experience, because coming to Greenwood, for all these artists, they leave here with a loved feeling, like they're really appreciated, and they learn a lot about South Carolina and a lot about this section of the state. It's great.
You know what SC stands for, don't you?
No.
Still cooking.
That's it?
That's it. We thought with the Blues Cruise and the Festival of Discovery, SC stood for still cooking.
Well, you know, Clam Chop is quite a cook.
Is he?
Yeah.
I understand. What do you do now? Something about some collard greens or something? Now, what's the deal there?
Well, and that's been quite some time ago. I had a band. We rode around the Southeast, 8 states, and I cooked collard greens for my audience and fed them at the end of the night. Red rice, cornbread.
I so they got dinner too.
Kind of tried to sober them up a little bit before it was time to hit the road. Of course, we were playing much later hours back in those days. Talking about the blues, though, and one of the things that I've really enjoyed on all of my trips to Greenwood is the fact that, it, like Gary said, it's a more personable experience with the artist. So many of the other genres of music is sort of like scratch and sniff. You know, you pretend like you have experienced it. Here, it's more like being in your living room with the artist, and you actually get to talk to them and meet them and hear about some of their life experiences. And of course, the artists enjoy sharing their life experiences with the audience. And they also learn something from the local culture here in Greenwood, which I think is really one of the greatest cities in South Carolina that has open arms for the music.
You're absolutely right, John. Clam Chop, yes, that's right. Hey, you know what? We are right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. We are going to hear South Carolina news, a word from our sponsors. I hope you're enjoying these great commercials that we put together. We had a great time doing them. And, of course, Gary, you contributed very nicely to Howard's commercial there at the end. I really like that. That was pretty cool.
Well, Ann, thank you so much. That's actually, thank you for borrowing part of Star Marina.
Yeah.
That's a title track from my latest CD.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, I thought that would be fun, and I thought Howard would appreciate it, and I thought you would too. So you are going to be hearing great music all weekend long, and it all starts this evening right here in Greenwood, 6 o'clock?
6 o'clock for Deb Callahan, and she's going to be fantabulous and spectacular.
There you go. See, a couple of good words from that CD. We're going to be right back. Don't you go away.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos.
So I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
All right. We're right back here. We got it all going on. We were just talking about drink small.
You're the blues doctor.
Yeah, living in a barbecue world, right?
Yeah, Drink is 80 years old now, and he sends his love to everyone. We're still using a song promotionally for the Greenwood Blues Cruise and the Festival of Discovery. But, you know, he's kind of hung up his rock and roll shoes a little bit. You know, he's resting on his laurels.
Yeah.
He'll take an exceptional gig every now and then. But at 80 years old, he deserves to just kick back and, you know, smell the roses, I think.
Well, then, if he's 80 now, that means that I met him when he was 75 and trying to survive.
That's right. Trying to survive at 75.
There you go. So,
I'll tell you a little thing about the passing of time, right? And the way time has a weird sort of, you know, reference or whatever. I met Drink in 1986, and Drink was 6 years younger than I am now, and I perceived him as an old man. So that was like, you know, he was like 53.
Right.
And because we're 20 years apart, that's right. He was 53, and I thought he's an old blues man. Now I'm 59,
yeah,
and I mean, still out here trying to do it.
Exactly. Well, Sandy, you're back here. What did you wanted to come
Looks
back
like
here?
Sandy's got a check for the band.
Yeah, that's right. She brought a check by here, or are you just what do you got here, Sandy? You were looking at him. Here's looking at you, Shrimp Slitty Slim. Well, you know, fans are going to be all over Uptown Greenwood, and everybody is looking forward to this. And, you know, one of the things that, Gary, I think that everybody is just so pleased is your ability to pull all different musical genres of the blues together and bring such a variety year after year. And this has been going on for 13 years. That's tough.
13 years, yeah. Well, you know, we're up against a few things now, Anne. As a genre, the blues has changed because we've lost a lot of the greats. I mean, with the passing of time. And the same thing with jazz. People are dying off. But there are good new people coming up underneath the newer generations. There are more crossover elements which keep the music exciting. You know, blues is a vital, energized art form. It ebb and flows, and it has a flex to it. You know, it's not static. It's always changing. It changes with the times. And so
it changes with the economy.
Well, yeah, certainly the presentation of it does, yeah. Yeah,
exactly.
Because like 13 years ago, I mean, speaking of the blues cruise, 13 years ago nationally, we had a healthier club scene where these artists could work from place to place. But now, for example, like the we've got the Detroit contingent here,
mm-hmm.
Bill Hyde with R.J. Spangler and C.C. Collins. I thought they were putting together a tour, but if I'm not mistaken, they're driving down from Detroit just to do our shows.
Wow.
See, back in the day, they could make a circuit, play, you know, route down, play different dates down and different dates back. But things have dried up. So that's why we urge everyone, please, for your sake, because you're going to have a blast, you're going to learn a lot, you're going to have a wonderful evening doing and a wonderful day, go out and hear live music this weekend and show these artists some love, and you will be very much rewarded by that.
Yes, you're absolutely right. And we are right here, Sharp Facets Gallery. I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to hear a quick word from our sponsors. When we come back, I'm going to play one of my favorite new songs by Gary, Desperately Old Fashioned. Yes, I know. I just really relate to this song, Gary. So let's hear a quick word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of...
This year will be a simpler year. One fine gift to last a lifetime from Mother Earth with love. A diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood, 229-6276.
Hey, we're over here having a good time. It's time for Desperately Old Fashioned with the one and only Shrimp City Slim. Take it away.
I'm desperately old-fashioned.
ask me who I've been around the block just too many times. I can't fool myself now, baby, so how can I fool
right. That's Shrimp City Slim in the background saying, Ann, you want to give away some CDs? You know what? If you'd leave us a few, we could give away some tomorrow afternoon during Giveaway Friday.
Let's give away some Shrimp City Slim CDs tomorrow.
I think that sounds great because everybody ought to get out and see Shrimp City Slim. And
yep.
Where are you going to be tonight?
Howard's on Main, 8 to 11. John Clamp, Chop Etheridge on the drums. Antonio, Tony the Legend Fazio on guitar.
Well, there you go. So it's going to be a good night there. And then when else are you playing?
And then we're playing with Charlie Sales and Tony Fazio tomorrow and Saturday at one of our favorite restaurants, Polo's on Main Street. And I'll be doing a solo in the tent, CenturyLink tent, on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. And then John and I are over at the Summersby Plaza from 5 to 7 on Saturday. So lots of different things to do. Hey, you know, Ann, the best way to get a schedule, folks should always go to the website, www.greenwoodbluescruise.com. It's got everything laid out right there.
Sure. And there should be programs once you get uptown. Probably can pick up a program.
Thanks so much.
Too.
Thanks so much to Richard Whiting, Joe Sitars, and all our friends at the Index Journal for the wonderful supplement they put together here. You probably have seen it. It's a tabloid newspaper thing with all the artist biographies. It's got the schedule. It's got our sponsors. It's got some editorial content talking about blues and barbecue. It's really wonderful. The Index Journal did a great job on
this.
They
did do a great job. Absolutely. We've used it all week long. Trying to keep all this straight because there's a lot of it.
Well, I got to use it. I brought it.
You know. You got it with you here today,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, to find out, like, you know, who do I have to go and pay tonight? You know, okay.
Well, this is really fun. Now, John, you of course have been a drummer. Have you played any other instruments, or are you just drumming?
Well, actually, I dabble at several instruments. Probably guitar is my second instrument. However, I have an out-of-body experience when I'm a guitarist, and that's out-of-body experience is known as Screaming Junior.
What exactly does that mean? I'll bite.
Well, I guess you could say I am in character when I'm a guitarist.
Okay.
That's not me.
So there is another person in there, is that
yes,
what you're saying? Yes,
exactly. He's from Deetsville, Alabama.
Deetsville, Alabama. You have a lot of fun with yourself and everything and characters and everything.
Life is too short not to enjoy it.
Absolutely. I agree with you there. I like that idea about cooking right there for your audience. I think that's a pretty neat thing.
Yeah, well, I think that's one of the reasons old Mr. Prater down there at Sports Break used to have us up there on a regular basis. Even though sometimes his cooks were a little, and his waitresses were a little upset because they quit ordering stuff off of their menu.
I don't think you mentioned the name of the band that used to tour through here.
It was the Collard Peoples. featured myself on drums, and of course I was the head chef, chief cook, and bottle washer. I had Ricky Walters on guitar, Chris Watts on the bass, and Micah Long on the guitar. We were a quartet, and we had a lot of fun playing blues and classic rock and roll. We never did play Double Shot of My Baby's Love, but we really wanted to.
Well, you know, they just got the keys to the city of 96 a couple of weeks ago. They were honored over there for that. How about that?
Wow.
That's terrific. And you know what? They used to have, and I don't know if they still do, but they used to have a really nice little thrift store there. I used to buy some suitcases there in 96.
Really?
On my way to Greenwood.
How about that? How about that? Well, we are here at Sharp Facets. We are talking with Shrimp City Slim. Now, are the barbecuers, are they setting up yet?
I haven't been uptown. I haven't been uptown since this morning with Fox Carolina, but they were starting to arrive, and I'm sure there are some now. As I say, you know, starting at 6 o'clock, we're closing off the main street, and they're going to be setting up in the street. Now that's going to create a totally different atmosphere, I think, than ever before. I think it's going to be much more of a festival atmosphere.
Oh, I think so.
Yeah.
And by the way, do you know Mary Oaks Barbecue is being sponsored by Clayton Homes, who has teamed up with the stars of Duck Dynasty. Did you know that?
Come again?
Yes, it's true.
That's almost like the Screamin' Junior thing. I'm trying to follow you, but English, please.
Okay. Mary Oaks Barbecue, which
right.
has been showing and being part of the barbecue festival
for years.
The,
and they're mentioned here in the Index
right.
Journal okay. tabloid, yeah.
Okay. Well, Clayton Homes is sponsoring Mary Oaks Barbecue.
Okay.
And Mary Oaks Barbecue, which is being sponsored by Clayton, and Clayton is a sponsor of, they have to say, the Duck Commander and the Buck Commander with Duck Dynasty. And we're going to be interviewing Clayton Homes and Becky tomorrow morning on the show to talk all about it. Now, nobody will be able to miss their trailer. This is Mary Oaks Barbecue, because it's just been wrapped with the Duck Dynasty people.
Wow.
So this is pretty huge, folks.
Oh, man. I'm going to have to watch for that one.
Yes. And Dennis told me, he told me this is what he was going to try to do, have a bench in front of the Duck Dynasty people so you can sit in front and it'll look like you're getting your picture taken with them right there.
Awesome.
Is that cool?
Ooh, that's going to be cool.
And they're going to be giving away some type of trip, but you'll have to tune in tomorrow morning because I don't know all the details, but they're giving away some type of trip. I don't know whether you'll be able to actually go with Duck Dynasty people or what the deal is, but we'll be talking about it tomorrow on the air.
What time are you broadcasting on that?
9:35 tomorrow morning.
Okay, yep. I'll be listening.
Yes, so because who knows? You might win a trip, Gary.
Hey. I could use a trip.
After this weekend. Man, are they actually going to barbecue some duck, too?
Oh, that could be scary, couldn't it?
It might be different.
I love duck.
I do, too. Yeah, I like it, too.
Yeah, Chinese restaurant or whatever.
Yeah, but I know that they do very fabulous barbecue. I don't know if they're doing duck, though, in honor of Duck Dynasty.
I'll sell the idea to them.
There you go. But, Gary, what else did you want to tell us that we need to know? 93 barbecuers. This is going to be huge. Have a great time. Lots of different flavors. And as far as I can see, even over here on the bypass, we should be able to smell the barbecue, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely, if the wind is right. And, I mean, and blues everywhere for 3 days and nights, starting at 6 o'clock. That's an hour and 5 minutes from now when Deb Callahan takes a CenturyLink stage for the Live at 5 performance. And then there's a bunch of free shows tonight, and it's all free throughout the course of the weekend. What amazes me every time I come up to Greenwood is I meet locals, and they say, I've never been to that, or when is that happening, or that kind of thing. Folks, this is a major cultural and entertainment event happening right here in your community, celebrating the heritage of this area, blues and barbecue. It doesn't get any better than this. Please come on out and take advantage of it. It's for the whole family, and you can find it on Facebook, South Carolina Festival of Discovery. You can find about the Blues Cruise at www.greenwoodbluescruise.com, and come on and make some plans and join us, and you'll be very, very happy you did.
Oh, you know, I don't think there's anything any better than what's been put together. And you know, the phenomenal thing about this is, Gary, you've been on since the very beginning, 2000, right?
Right.
How many blues artists did we have back in 2000 at this event?
And I would have to go back and look, but I mean, it was really small. You know, we probably had about 3 sites, and
right.
That was it.
I mean, to look what it has grown to today, and you know what? This festival is known throughout the state, throughout North Carolina. I mean, it expands. People will be coming from way far away to be part of this.
Oh, absolutely. I know of, personally, I know of a contingent from Fort Pierce, Florida. They're coming in just for this, for the 3 days. That first year, I think we had like three venues, 3 or 4 maybe, and we had maybe 10 or 12 barbecue teams.
Right.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah. And now 93 and 19 artists coming into town.
Yeah.
That's huge.
It's huge.
And, you know, Gary, though, but that's the one thing about when you've got good management from your side on that part and good management from the city of Greenwood. And the other thing that you have to say about this is the part that CPW and everybody plays in making this such a clean, number one, event, meaning it is picked up and cleaned up after it's gone. And the whole time, you don't hear generators in the background.
No, no.
You have electricity put right to their trailers. That's what makes it very special.
And Monday morning, you won't even know that something happened. I mean, it's going to be spotless out there. The public works guys are amazing. It's so nice to see their familiar faces every year because a lot of the guys have been on team since the very beginning, and they are pros. They work really, really hard. I'm glad that this year we got a little bit better temperatures because we have had that first year or the first few years, I mean, it was intense heat out there in the mid-90s. But it should be very pleasant this weekend. And
How about the Topiaries uptown there this time? I mean, isn't that fabulous?
Them. Yeah, yes. And they're looking good. You know, that's one thing about the rain. It's kept them looking good because there have been some years where they were like a little bit dried out, but they look good this year. Very good.
Sure. So, well, what else do we need to talk about? What else do you want to make sure everybody knows? Carolina Pride, big sponsor here, couldn't do it without their help.
Well, you know, let me just, a few shout-outs, okay? You talk about a mobilized, impassioned community that really wants to do something. Uptown Greenwood Development Corporation, the City of Greenwood, the County of Greenwood, and such a host of fabulous sponsors such as Carolina Pride, City of Greenwood, as I mentioned, the CPW. Also, the Summersby Hard Apple Cider people are on board this year.
And they'll be giving out free samples, I understand.
At the Summersby Plaza. Which is, I love that. Index Journal, Richard Whiting, Joe Sitars, and their crew over there. Couldn't have done it without them. Fujifilm, Emerald Ink and Stitches doing our T-shirts again. CenturyLink, they're the sponsor of the main tent. Wyatt Farms and Greenwood Regional Tourism and Visitors Bureau. Not to mention self-regional healthcare, Paradise Home Improvements, Skins Hot Dogs, they're sponsoring the hot dog eating contest, Alltel Wireless, Sam's Club of Greenville, Elliott Davis, Piedmont Technical College, and in addition to that, Bank of America, our friend Rock Wise, attorney at law, the Rental Center, the Art Center of Greenwood, Capsule Gel, Pepsi Bottling Group of Greenwood, Nicholson Meredith and Anderson LLC, Cisco Food Services, and last but not least, WCRS, 1450 AM.
Whoop, keep it right here. Well, we sure have been having a good time this week, making sure that we got the word out on the blues cruise and having the artists. I always enjoy having an opportunity to talk to them. I've talked to Lucky Man Beale so many times that he goes, "Ann, if you don't come out and meet me this time, we just have this relationship on the radio."
And he's a trip, and he's going to be performing several times during the blues cruise.
Yes, he is. He is. Where is he going to be? He's going to be at Flynn's on Friday night.
That's tomorrow night, 8 to 10, Flynn's on Maxwell, the great new wine and cheese place over there. And then on some Saturday from 9 to midnight, Lucky Man Beale will be at Uptown Sushi.
You know what's great, though? You've got artists coming from way far away, but then you have artists coming from all over South Carolina. I think that is terrific, to think that there is this great talent right here in South Carolina.
Well, we have, you know, we have a rich tradition in the blues in this, especially in this part of the state. When you get up to Lawrence, Spartanburg, Greenville, you have historic names like the Reverend Gary Davis, Pink Anderson, Josh White, Pegleg Sam. These are creator figures in the blues. Julius Daniels from Denmark, South Carolina, the first South Carolina blues man recorded in 1927.
Wow.
His music was recorded later on in the 60s by the Grateful Dead, the Jim Queskin Jug Band, Hot Tuna, which was the offshoot of Jefferson Airplane. These are all monumental American blues figures that came from this part of the state. So by celebrating barbecue and hash and blues, we're talking about tradition here.
We are, and this is WCRS right here in Greenwood. You know, Gary, what do you think the future of the blues is?
I think it's bright, you know. Even though we lament the older guys passing and the older ladies and gentlemen of the blues going by the board, there's still so much good talent coming up who has something to say. And so by having an event like this, we're offering them an opportunity to say what they want to the world. It chokes me up just thinking about it. Well, let me have a pet. Could you pass me a bottle of vodka clam chop?
Here you go.
Oh, could I say that? Could I say the word vodka on the air?
Absolutely. Okay, yes, yes, absolutely. Well, listen, it has been a real pleasure to meet a treasure like John Clam Chop Etheridge here this afternoon. Thanks so much for coming out and being part of the show today.
Thank you so much, Ann. It was my pleasure to be here, and I'm always look forward to coming for this event. Like Gary said, it's just a really great time. People have a chance to get together and commune with one another in the blues.
That's right. So you better be there. It all starts this evening, 6 o'clock, and it will be going on Friday and Saturday. Plenty of opportunity to eat, plenty of opportunity for the kids to have the rides, and plenty of opportunity to hear the blues. The blues stages now, those will be going on, starts Friday afternoon. On the stages, does it start Friday afternoon?
Oh, you mean the outdoor, the CenturyLink stage?
Right,
and Summersby Plaza, right. Yeah, starting tomorrow afternoon. And so those are the outdoor stages. But don't forget, weather is a consideration right now, but we've got most of the venues are indoors.
Sure. And so those are going on mainly at night, is what I was trying to get at.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, no, on Saturday at the CenturyLink tent, for example, we start at 10 a.m. and go till 11 p.m.
Wow, and that's a lot of music. A lot of people just park their butts right there, and just wait for the different venues to different artists to come up. And now with the Summersby stage, that's an added place too.
Exactly, right across the street. So, and bear in mind now the Main Street's gonna be closed off, so you can just saunter from one to the other.
Sure.
It's gonna be perfect.
It is. So we're gonna be talking more about it in the morning. Tomorrow afternoon, I have two guests in studio with me. Who do I have?
You can have Deb Callahan, who's on deck at 6 o'clock today at CenturyLink stage, and then also a very fine young talent out of North Carolina. His name is Matt Walsh, another old soul kind of guy, a young cat who's just totally absorbed the old time Chicago blues.
Yeah, I think I met him. He's been here several years ago, hasn't he?
Yeah, he had a real high pompadour for a while.
Yep.
I think he's toned that down.
He's toned it down. Well, listen, Gary, as always, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thanks so much for coming by, and thank you so much for organizing a great show again this year for the 13th Annual Festival of Discovery and Blues Cruise.
We couldn't do it without you, Ann. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much. That's going to do it for us. Bye-bye, everybody.